There is a difference between knowing of God and knowing God. The knowledge of God should lead us to know the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is what the whole purpose why Christ Jesus came, to be incarnate, to be like one of us and live like one of us in all things but sin, to help us know who we are as beloved sons and daughters of God, our dignity, our self-worth, our mission, our purpose. And that's why before the ascension happened, before Jesus returned back to the Father, he sent forth the Holy Spirit, the love between him and the Father, to continue to testify to that truth and bring us toward the completion of the work that had begun in him. My brothers and sisters, what happened to the Johannine community when they were expelled from the synagogues, were being persecuted, were being pushed out, were being isolated, were being hurt, and were experiencing so much pain for their faith, continued to happen today throughout the whole world, my brothers and sisters. But yet, in the midst of all that, our brothers and sisters teach us a very valuable lesson of what it means to abide, to be faithful, and what it means to remain true to who we are, knowing God and knowing that he is faithful. And in the midst of everything that go on in life, it is truly worth it to be in love with him, to fall in love with him, and to remain in love with him.